Ever find yourself holding your breath, when your kid runs a simple errand, like heart in your throat worried?
Oh, absolutely.
And now imagine amplifying that by 1,000. You might scratch the surface of what some parents of autistic children experience, like daily, right?
It's a whole other level of anxiety, a struggle many people might not realize, goes way beyond those typical childhood worries.
Exactly. It's this constant, like, tightrope walk between keeping them safe, but also letting them become independent. And that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We're using this Angel Sense blog post as our guide. They make assistive tech for families with autistic children.
Right.
And while it's written for parents, I think it's really eye-opening for anyone, really, who wants to better understand this challenge.
Absolutely. It offers a really valuable window into, like, the daily realities these families face.
So one thing the post talks about is this vicious cycle, as they call it, of safety concerns. So imagine this, right? Your child wants to walk the dog.
Okay.
Seems like a pretty, like, ordinary, normal activity, right?
Right.
But for parents of children with autism, especially those prone to wandering, and by that we mean, they might just impulsively wander away from a safe area.
Right.
Even that simple act, walking the dog, can cause immense anxiety.
Makes sense, right? I mean, as parents, we're hardwired to keep our kids safe. But this blog post, it highlights how that natural, protective instinct can backfire sometimes.
Okay, so let's unpack this whole backfiring idea a bit. Mm. What's the downside to parents, always playing it safe, especially with autistic kids?
Well, it's like, a self-fulfilling prophecy almost. Like, you have these constant restrictions and vigilance, and of course it comes from a good place, right? You want to protect them. But all of that can actually, end up limiting a child's development.
Interesting. In what way?
Well, they might miss out on, like, chances to build those social skills that come from interacting with others or even just navigating their environment,
Yeah.
Just figuring things out for themselves, experiencing that joy of discovery.
It's like they're being held back from those essential life lessons that really you learn from living, right? Yeah. Making those little mistakes and learning from them.
Exactly, yeah. And over time, those limitations, they can lead to, a greater dependence on caregivers, which, that can actually increase anxiety.
For both the child and the parents.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a lose-lose. You get trapped in this web of worry.
It's heartbreaking in a way because, like, at the core of it, every parent, it doesn't matter what your child's abilities are, you just want them to thrive. Right?
Of course. Every parent wants that for their child.
Right. And a big part of thriving is that sense of autonomy.
Right.
Like feeling like you have agency, some control over your own life.
100%.
And that's where technology, like what Angel Sense is doing, that's where it comes in, right?
It can. It really can. And their blog post goes into this, but it's not a magic solution, obviously.
Right, of course.
But it's a tool, something that can help hopefully shift the dynamic, kind of break down that cycle a little.
So speaking of their blog, they talk about their system, right?
Wow.
Which includes a wearable device for the child and an app for the parents. And I thought it was so interesting. One of the features is parents can actually set up these, like, safe zones.
Sure.
And get alerts if their child wanders off.
Which, that's huge for addressing that core fear of wandering, right? And it's not about restricting their freedom. It's about having that safety net.
Yeah, it makes you feel better knowing.
Exactly. Like, imagine the peace of mind, right? Knowing that you'd be alerted if something like that happened, if your child strayed too far.
And with that peace of mind, parents might actually feel more comfortable letting their kid, walk to the park with friends or ride the bus to school.
All those things that, let's be honest, a lot of parents probably take for granted. And for a child, those small acts of independence, they can be huge.
How so?
It builds confidence, teaches them those essential life skills. And ultimately, hopefully helps break that cycle we were just talking about, the one that can be so limiting.
It's like everyone can finally breathe a little.
Yes, exactly.
Both the child and the parents can kind of step out of that constant state of anxiety.
Yeah.
And maybe, start to embrace some new possibilities.
That's it. Yeah. And the blog post really emphasizes that it's not just about, avoiding those negative outcomes. It's about, like, opening the door for positive ones.
Like, what? Give me some examples. So the blog post mentions this, like, positive ripple effect, right?
Mm.
Happens when you kind of break that cycle. What did that actually look like? What do you think?
Well, it's like this huge weight lifted, for everyone. The child, they're experiencing more freedom, more trust, right? So they might start engaging with the world, you know, a little more confidently.
Okay.
Like maybe they join a club or they make a new friend. These little things, they might seem small, but they can be huge.
Absolutely, yeah. I can see that.
And for parents, oh man, that constant worry, it's exhausting. So when technology like this gives them a little bit of a break, you know, a safety net, it lets them relax, maybe trust their child's abilities a little more.
Which is huge, yeah, because we were talking about that anxiety.
Exactly. And that can do wonders, not just for the child, but for the whole family. The whole dynamic shifts.
Everyone can breathe.
Yes, exactly. It's like they can actually, I don't know, be more present in the moment, you know?
That's a good point. Because you're not so busy, like, catastrophizing about what might happen.
Right. And, you know, the blog actually shares some really touching stories, real families talking about how they've seen this happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like one parent talked about how, get this, Angel Sense helped their kid finally ride the school bus on their own, which, I mean, we all know for some families, that's just like a Tuesday, right?
Totally.
But for them, it was huge.
That's a perfect example, though, of how technology can be empowering. Not just about, like, restrictions and limits.
100%. And, you know, another parent talked about how Angel Sense helped them actually locate their child. They wandered off. It was a crowded park. It was, you know, one of those situations.
It was your parents' nightmare.
Right. And they were able to find them quickly because of the device. And you could just feel, reading their words, that relief, the gratitude. And it made me think, this isn't just about, like, theoretical peace of mind. It's about actual real-world support.
When you need it most.
Exactly.
I love that. So it sounds like this technology is really helping families, like, shift their focus, right?
Yeah.
Instead of being so caught up in the what-ifs, they can focus on what matters.
Yeah.
Helping their child, you know, grow and thrive and just reach their full potential.
And it makes you wonder, right? What if this kind of technology, it wasn't seen as something extraordinary? What if it was just normal?
Like part of life.
Yeah. Like we all wear eyeglasses, right? Or noise-canceling headphones.
Right. It's just a tool to help you live your life.
Exactly. And when we start to normalize the need for different kinds of support, well, we create a more inclusive world, don't we? For everyone.
I love that. And that's a great note to end on, I think.
Yeah.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
I agree.
I think it's so clear that assistive technology, like we talked about today, it's not just about the technology, right?
Yeah.
It can really transform lives. Mm. Not just for the individual, but for families, communities, and beyond.
It's true. It ripples outward.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it leaves us all with a lot to think about. So thank you for diving deep with us today. We'll see you in the next episode.